This is IGN.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
There's a hidden gem buried in this open world. This is your IGN review of Atlas Fallen by Gabriel Moss. I keep wanting to love Atlas Fallen. I mean, it's a delightful Prince of Persia-inspired open-world action RPG with big ideas, big monsters, and even bigger weapons to fight them with. So it's got that going for it. And I did enjoy myself as I explored each of its four unique zones, which stretch as far as the eye can see and deliver some mouth-watering, if kinda washed-out, vistas. After spending about 18 hours with its mix of respectable monster slaying and brisk platforming, I can comfortably say it's a good time, especially if you bring a friend into its seamless drop-in co-op. At the same time, its C-tier story is so campy and bone-dry in both writing and character performance that it's clear Atlas has fallen a notch or two. The middling story, which centers around a generic clash between human rebellion and a tyrannical regime, starts out rough. No, there are relatively few bugs and the opening is pretty short. I mean, like, physically rough for my custom avatar, a rugged yet scholarly desert dweller. After a few introductory conversations with other desert dwellers in the first area, it was promptly implied that he'd been blasted in the face with a whole bunch of sand and left for dead before the opening cutscene, which kinda sucks considering his indentured servitude as one of the unnamed. That's the bottom cast of Atlas Fallen's sand-strewn medieval world, which, as we learn through some apocalyptic mumbo-jumbo narration, is ruled by an evil sun god named Thalos and ravaged by giant sand monsters called Wraiths. This is a pretty cool setup, but the execution of the plot that follows is thinner than the middle of an hourglass. For example, poorly synced lip movements and unenthusiastic voice acting sap the life out of cutscenes. On top of that, there's no action in any of them, so they're pretty dull. And each of Atlas's major characters is a cardboard cutout with no personality to speak of. You've got the generic thief with the heart of gold, the upstanding knight girl who introduces herself by punching said golden-hearted thief in the face, but secretly has a soft spot the whole time, and Nile, the other sun god. He spends his waking hours talking at you while looking like a knockoff of Jake Sully from Avatar, but more importantly, he inhabits the magical gauntlet at the center of the story, which gives you your powers and a new hope for the rebellion against Thalos and his imperialist thugs. Unfortunately, this sun god is always there with you and rarely shuts up. It's clear that the main quest is paced around unlocking new mechanics rather than telling a good story. Atlas Fallen spreads its story across four open-world maps, such as the underground fortress of Bastengar and the crater-filled wildlands, each of which carries a distinct vibe and is packed with enough hidden treasure and decently rewarding side quests to feel like there's always something new to find. Atlas Fallen's action-packed battles are simple but highly dynamic, thanks to a small number of moves that grow in power as you land hits. Fights center around two basic attacks that work differently based on the weapon you assign to them, but the twist is that your character's movement style changes depending on which weapon you strike with. For instance, the sword-like sand whip homes in on an enemy from a distance before pushing you backward, letting you whip around the enemy mid-air if you dodge around mid-combo like Sora from Kingdom Hearts. Alternatively, the punchy knuckle dust lunges you forward as you pulverize your opponents with both hands. There are three of these, and they'll all encourage very different styles. I've developed what I can best describe as a love-hate relationship with Atlas Fallen's visual style. I'd often be wowed at how gorgeous some of its zones look. Some of it made me feel as if I were standing inside a piece of elegant concept art, especially once I'd unlocked my favorite suit of armor, Red Company, a suit that gleams brilliantly in direct sunlight as tufts of fabric unfurl around it. That looks fantastic on its own, but even better once I dyed it with gold and blue dye I purchased from a traveling merchant. Atlas Fallen is a solid open-world action RPG with plenty of platforming and large monsters to fight. Putting aside its weak story and the console version's gritty graphics, there's a hidden gem of excellent combat, robust exploration, and surprisingly deep customization to uncover in the sinking sands of its arid wilderness. It's slightly disappointing that co-op is online only with no cross-play, but thanks to solid technical performance, it sticks in my mind as one of the better worlds I've explored with a friend lately. Atlas Fallen's IGN score? 7. Thanks for listening. My name is Tony Jackson. And for the latest Atlas Fallen updates, visit us at IGN.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.